Te Hoi Eri, Pelorus Catchment. During this field trip, we will explore Te Hoi Eri, Awa, Pelorus River Catchment, and see how it is being restored. Te Hoi Eri, Pelorus River, is the largest river catchment draining into the Marlborough Sounds, a very significant area for Ngā Tikiwia, Mātua Hauteri, and Kai Kai Awaro. During this field trip, we will explore the catchment from the estuary up into the mountains, following the journey of Mātua Hauteri and Kai Kai Awaro. Mātua Hauteri and Kai Kai Awaro are two significant Ngā Tikiwia ancestors. Mātua Hauteri was an explorer. He is likened to his ancestor, Kupe, both travelling in and around Aotearoa, exploring, finding, discovering, and naming. Mātua Hauteri travelled on his waka, Te Hoi Eri, and this is why the catchment is known as Te Hoi Eri. Mātua Hauteri was guided by Kai Kai Awaro and Roa Mano, Kaitiaki, that take the form of ahi, or dolphins. Kai Kai Awaro, the female element, Roa Mano, the balancing male element. Roa Mano eventually returned, but Kai Kai Awaro stayed to protect and guide Ngā Tikiwia, even today. When Ngā Tikiwia fish down the sounds, they offer some back as a way to thank Kai Kai Awaro for protecting them. Mātua Hauteri travelled across Raukawakawa, Cook Strait, and travelled all through the Marlborough Sounds on his way to Nelson. He and Kai Kai Awaro moved through and named places and recorded the resources and food they found. Mātua Hauteri is important to Ngā Tikiwia because he named so many of the special places down the sounds. He is important too because Ngā Tikiwia ancestors recorded many pūrākau stories involving Mātua Hauteri and Kai Kai Awaro. Many lessons are taken from these, and people strive to be like Mātua Hauteri, brave, daring discoverers, explorers, kaitiaki, and adaptable. Te Hoi Eri Pelorus Catchment Restoration Project. Te Hoi Eri Pelorus Catchment is a special place, a place worth looking after. This is why the Marlborough Council, Ngā Tikiwia, the Department of Conservation, and the wider community are coming together for Te Hoi Eri Pelorus Project, a project to look after the whole catchment, from the mountains to the sea. Ki uta, ki tai. The bush-clad high slopes of the headwaters are home to native trees and endangered species, while lower slopes and the valley floor have been developed for forestry and farming. Like arteries through the landscape, Te Hoi Eri, Pelorus River, and Kaituna River sustain the whole area on their journey down to Motueka, Havelock Estuary, and Te Hoi Eri, Pelorus Sound. Te Hoi Eri Project is working to restore the river by planting, trapping predators, controlling weeds, fencing waterways and wetlands to stop stock access, monitoring water quality and land use impacts, monitoring wildlife,